Oh, hello, hello, San Francisco. We have a wonderful thing for you this morning. I have Ashira Hart with us. Just say hello to us. Make sure
Good
your levels are okay.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
You could get closer to the mic.
Hey, how are you doing?
Yes, you want to get intimate with that
apparatus.
Okay. But this is a treat for everyone. I've been to several of Ashira's performances, or they're not really called performances. What are they called? What do you call them?
Well, to bring it completely, say it like it is, channelings.
Channelings.
Yeah.
And In Our Mother Tongue is the CD that you have now currently available on from the website. Can I announce that?
It's, yeah, from the website californiapoppy.org.
Yeah, get a little closer to the mic. It'll help.
Okay, californiapoppy.org/heart, H-A-R-T, that is.
So that will get you In Our Mother's Tongue collections of songs. Right now we're going to be, well, we also Sings in Tongues with Experiential Vocalist for a New World. That's Ashira Hart. Or I've heard people say your name Ashira. It's Ashira, though.
It's Ashira,
yes.
Yeah.
And it gets me confused because I think they know you better than me. So, you know, I'm going, well.
No, that's how it goes.
That's okay. People conjugate my name all the time, Fontaine, Fontoon, but it's Fontaine. But you were just performing at the Groove Garden.
That's right, in Fairfax, Marin.
Yeah, tell us about those events and what they give to the community.
The Groove Garden is a great event. It's run by a friend of mine, Martin Tickle. That's DJ Dragonfly. And really, really conscious space, beautiful. You feel like you're entering a temple. There's lots of different things going on. There's massage, there's astrology, there's Chai Baba Chai doing his chai with great food. There's an ambient room at the back. And there's a meditation in the early part of the evening, which I led, in fact, last night, integrating the shadow self for Halloween, which felt really appropriate. And in main room, there's lots of groovy dance music, and it's not like cool dance music. It's actually really uplifting stuff. And everyone's in their heart, and it's a good, good vibe. Check it out in a month, December 1st.
Well, just the people that go there, they're there because they want to spread their positive energy. They've been keeping bottled up all week in their work week or whatever.
Exactly.
And I've been uplifted several times there, and GJ Dragonfly can hello out
rock
there
the house.
I don't know if he's listening, but
yeah.
But something more. I know I want to give a little bit of background because we are going to hear a track off of the CD, and it's entitled "In Our Mother's Tongue," and www.californiapoppy.org. Okay, it's where you can get it.
/heart.
/heart. Okay, yeah. There I see the slash, H-A-R-T. The second track we're going to hear, and it's called, you can pronounce this for us.
Dharma.
And
Dharma, not Karma.
Dharma, not Karma.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what led you to come up with the idea? It seems sort of self-explanatory, but just tell us what you think.
The idea for that track or for the whole album?
Well, for that track and the whole album.
Okay, well, that track is actually the metal element. The whole album is actually based on harmonizing the body back to the different elements in the body and reconnecting us back to the earth. We have all become so disconnected from the earth. We wear shoes, we walk on tarmac, we drive cars, we live in a world of convenience. So we are not so much in our bodies, we're in our heads, and we're not in our hearts. So the call of this CD is really calling us back to feel, to not numb ourselves out, to see what's going on, and to really reconnect to the earth and start to honor her again, live in balance, live in harmony, and live with everyone else around us in harmony and eventually peace. That's my prayer.
Okay, let's hear it. Ashira Hart.
Thank you.
this is exquisite. I haven't, honestly, I've heard you perform live, but I haven't heard your CD, and I just want to share with our listeners your recording process, and tell us about the Gaia influence in this Diva CD.
Okay, well, it felt really important, if I'm trying to convey the power of the earth and to reconnect with that myself, I have to really be somewhere where I'm able to tap into that. And so it felt really appropriate to work in a solar power studio to keep the vibration completely clear. And also that studio was located in the hills up in Montacolin, which is just above Mullumbimby in Australia. That's on the east coast. And it's completely rainforest up there. And because it's actually also a volcanic region, it's as close to the earth frequency as you can get, because it's geothermally active. And it basically means that if I'm tapping into that, then I'm able to really embody that and bring that truth and resonance to everyone that's listening to the CD. Well, that was certainly my intention. I hope everyone feels that, or as many people as possible anyway.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yes, like I was saying, when you have a live performance, it's a completely different experience.
Absolutely.
It's powerful in its own way, but the recording experience, it's also sort of a very spiritual realm where you get completely into your own consciousness and try to put that on CD, whatever way possible.
Yes.
So, we're going to hear track one. All of these selections are very long, so forgive me, we're going to be fading out a little bit, because I do want to hear a little bit of each track on here. We have Mother's Mantra. Tell us about that a little bit, and then we'll...
Well, Mother's Mantra features the bush sounds of Montacolin, so you'll be completely transported to the outback of Australia.
Oh, boy.
And it's got water drums of Baka in Africa, and also the ocean sounds of South Africa. So it's got a few continents represented. And, yeah, it's the element of water to harmonize you back to that, to feeling, to emotion.
I'm sure that this is going to be waking up all our chakras.
Oh, I hope so.
Thank you. That's really great. I'm gonna take this one home and definitely on my way home I'll be listening to this. if this is mine, great. I guess I'll
of course
I'll
is.
Give you some money.
No, I wouldn't expect it at all.
Well, I gave you mine, I think.
Yeah. Oh no, I don't think so. But never mind.
I will.
Whatever.
I will. Yeah. But in any case, I just wanted to. Oh, well, there's two things. There's Fabian.
Fabian. Yeah.
Fabian, who's 20 years musician, sound healer.
Yeah.
Influenced the production of the CD.
Completely. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm
inspired.
Talking about, yeah, completely inspired by his work. He's just completed 20 years of research and put out 4 books. If any of you interested, please check out tamado.com. That's tamado.com. He has incredible work, working with the power of the voice and instruments. There's one book, The Role of Music in the 21st Century, which actually has photographs of clearing cancer within 9 minutes in scientific conditions. It's absolutely wonderful. Our voices are so powerful, and if we have voice with intention, it's incredible. You know, we can either go, oh, it's so great to see you, you know, the words are, it's so great to see you, but the intention behind it is, it's, you know, it's not great to see you. So we can really see that we put pure intention and love behind something, and it really, really is incredible. Fabian's work inspired the CD because he works with the 5 elements of the body. He works on many different levels, and I used the instruments which correspond to the different elements. So for fire, it's strings, which I used harp, guitar, and what was the other one? I can't draw a blank.
Mandolin?
No, it wasn't mandolin. It was, gosh, what was it?
Balalaika?
Oh,
it's Bouzouki?
Gone. It's gone.
I know all these strange instruments.
You think I haven't done the album, but yeah. And then metal, it's all the bells, chimes.
Of course.
Flute, that kind of thing. Yeah, so that we reconnect with those elements in our body. And absolute stunning work. And I continue to be blown away by his work because he works on every level.
Well, has he heard your CD yet?
I'm just on the verge of sending him one.
Oh, do it.
Yeah, I will definitely.
Well, also, when you're talking about the intention and sound, mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. Sufis have long done this sort of spiritual exploration, and the Sufis go way back. They're prehistory.
Right, yeah, for sure, yeah.
And I've noticed on your cover, the Mevlevi order of the Sufis, originated by Jalaluddin Rumi,
right.
Where they have one hand up to the heavens mm-hmm. and one hand down to the earth, and
right.
they spin and they bring this cosmic positive energy to
right.
for us to enjoy and resonate with. But I've also noticed there's sort of this spark right in front of you on the cover of the CD.
Yeah.
What's
this is really exciting, and this actually completely changed my life when it happened. It's a bright light. It's actually 3 orbs of light in front of me, photographed on digital camera. It didn't actually come out in the other 2 slides or 2 sets of film that we had. And on the back of the CD, there's also another light by my head. It's been investigated by different experts. Some people say it's a digital flare within the camera, but actually it does need a light source to be a digital flare. And from an expert at the Self Mastery Earth Institute up in Oregon, who deal with psychic phenomena all the time, it's actually an archangel, and I feel so blessed. I actually feel they're coming to help me market the CD because mm-hmm. we really need to connect back to the earth. I really so strongly believe that. Connect ourselves back to our home, honor our home. So
I'm gonna play this for my creativity class that I have down in San Jose area.
Great.
And I'm gonna,
I'd love to know how they find it.
Oh, they come from all walks of indignant behavior sort of sarcasm, you know, they're young people and they don't trust anything,
right.
They're very cynical, and so I'm putting them through yoga things and all kinds of stuff, and they love me and hate me for it, so I'm going to do this for them,
right.
And hopefully it'll improve their quality of their intention.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Right.
And this one, track number 7, just a little introduction. Sadness for suffering.
For the suffering. It's a call to our hearts to feel what's going on here. All the things that we're doing on the planet, doing to ourselves, doing to animals, doing to the earth. We need to feel what's happening here. really feel it and make a change.
We just had a caller that didn't know, because I failed to pronounce her name again, Ashira Hart. You can get the CD at www.californiapoppy.org/heart. All right, there you have it. Like to thank my guest Ashira Hart for being on Diva Radio.
Thanks so much.
90.3 San Francisco. And I'd like to say the website out loud here for you, because I think that your mic is still kind of weak in the reception area. Anyway, californiapoppy.org/heart.
That's H-A-R-T.
H-A-R-T.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can get the CD In Our Mother's Tongues. And tell us a little bit about how you perceive, after 9/11 and all of this, all of us are so deeply, it's like a drop of water, we need, in a very parched spiritual area. And if we can get that spiritual nourishment anywhere, this is a good place to start. So
yes.
Tell us about that living.
I would say after 9/11, it's such a direct call for action. It's not enough to recycle. It's not enough to talk about how awful it is. We have to all take action. And there's a lot we can do. The government is intent on violence. And violence, it just keeps on going. We have to break that chain. We have to break that chain all over the planet. The planet is wanting to evolve, wanting to move on. And we need to move on with her. If we don't choose to move on with her, we won't have a home. So I really pray that we all get into action in every way, in our communities, and really work on the individual self to be more peaceful, to be more gentle in our lives, to really start to love and get off the trip of blaming others. We have to take responsibility for our actions and live love. It's hard, but that's our path now. Let's try and all do it. We can do it.
Thank you again, Ashira, for being on Diva Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Rock the
This is KUSF, San Francisco.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Sally Swanson Associates would like to remind the women of our community to have screening mammograms at recommended intervals. Today's low-dose state-of-the-art mammography can detect tumors too small to be discovered by touch. Don't delay, because early diagnosis means that you'll have better than a 95% chance of successful treatment. Brought to you by the concerned staff at Sally Swanson Associates in San Francisco. On the air because they care about the health of the women in our community.